This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly. Chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door. Save $40 off the six-meal plan for first-time users with code MMA639. J&P Cycles, the best aftermarket parts and accessories for your motorcycle. Save up to 30% off with code MMAN. Liquid Web, save 34% off for 3 months with code MMAN34 off. Protect a bed, shield your mattress and pillows from allergens, dust mites, and moisture. Save 20% off with code MMANUTS at protectabed.com. Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 373. My
name is Michael. Back for the MMA show by MMA fans, for MMA fans. Walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
Shit's going down, Matt.
It's 2018! Shit's going down.
Woo-hoo. We just had a card happen, what?
Yeah. Yesterday?
Yes.
And then a week ago. Which one should we talk about first? The one that happened yesterday?
Yes.
All right.
A little controversy.
Jeremy Stephens versus Josh Emmett in the main event. Not a very attractive pay-per-view. I think they said it was the second lowest ever for the Fox cards.
Wow.
Shocking.
I'm not surprised.
And so Emmett drops Stephens in the first round. Second round, Stephens drops Emmett with a left hook. He goes down, and he starts throwing elbows. Emmett rolls, and a couple elbows hit him in the back of the head. Hey, okay. Technically illegal. And then there's a little bit of a scramble. Stephens gets back up to his feet. Emmett's got 2 feet on the ground, both hands. Stephens lifts one hand up, throws a knee. Misses on the way by and just grazes him on the way back. Jeremy Stephens ends up getting the TKO or KO win. And then all hell's breaking loose.
Mm-hmm.
It's two fucking illegal elbows. There's an illegal knee. The goddamn commentators don't know what to do. You got Dominic Cruz, who's a teammate of Jeremy Stephens, and he's going off. That's not a fucking illegal knee. And he's about to fight like Michael Bisping and Daniel Cormier. Like, you guys are arguing like you're 13-year-old girls. Just shut the fuck up. We got a 15-minute segment trying to dissect, is this knee illegal? Let me see the 70th view. Like, I need another angle to tell you, is this knee illegal or not legal?
Yes.
Like, who gives a fuck? Did it land? This is where I fall.
That's why we should be broadcasters, or we should be analyzers, because we would be like, fuck it. It didn't land. Next.
Right.
One clip.
And
we may not even show you the clip. We might just be like, that's fucking fine. He's all good.
I'll put the commentators aside for right now. I mean, you saw the elbows. You saw the knee.
I was fine with the elbows. It happened in the heat of passion, you know?
Yeah, the guy rolled. So, I mean, you can't control a man rolling and your elbow changes where it was going to land.
Yes. I think we were talking about this right before we started.
Yeah.
My question is it illegal to throw the knee, or is it illegal if it connects?
In my book, it's illegal if it lands, and I don't give a fuck what anybody else says.
I agree with you. So, given the fact that it didn't land, and, you know, the referee was right there, didn't call foul or nothing, saw that it was basically missed. I don't know what he thought was happening. I thought maybe he thought he was standing up, so he was going to catch him on the way up, and that's why he threw it.
He was saying that Murgliata talked to him before the fight and was trying to explain a downed opponent, saying, well, if he's got, and this is where we're in this gray area, because it's, what did Dan tell him prior to the fight? Was it, if you have two knees down and one hand, you're okay to throw the knee? Which technically you're not. If he has knees on the mat, he's a grounded opponent or downed opponent, and you can't throw a knee. And it looks like he may have said that, but who knows? At the end of the day, that fucking knee is not making, it didn't land. It didn't determine the fight.
No.
That fight, it was over after the left hook. Everything else is just academic.
Yes, and then there was a bunch of Dan Henderson-like elbows.
That yeah, and like, I think he broke his jaw, and he's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
And he's going to file an appeal on top of it.
Is he?
Yeah, and you know where those go. Fucking nowhere!
No
you way. Take your loss.
Yes.
But then back to the commentators. Everyone's fucking freaking out. Uriah Faber's calling bullshit on Dominic Cruz. And I don't know why we have so many fighters with so many I don't know what you want to call it, but you can't have a guy who's teammates with another guy calling a fight if you can't be fucking impartial, Dominic Cruz. If you can't be impartial, you need to not be on that broadcast.
Would you be impartial?
Fuck no. And that's why I wouldn't be on that broadcast. I don't think you should be.
Yeah.
Or just say, I'm going to have some fucked up opinions on this fight. Yeah. So you're going to have to take everything I say with a grain of salt because I can't be impartial. And I think we said that at times when we talk about a Damian Maia fight.
Yes, it's difficult to be impartial.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and I think you also have to have whoever is in charge of that broadcast. Who's that, Karen Bryant or whoever is the chick that sits up there?
Mm-hmm.
She needs to rein all these motherfuckers in. Say, listen, you guys can carry that debate on at another dime.
You think she can handle that kind of...
Well, if she's the lead, someone needs to put everybody else in their place when they're all bickering like a bunch of schoolgirls.
Yeah. It's a lot of heat, Matt.
It is. It was. Fast forward. Okay. Yeah. And then you have to listen to all the outrage from all the fighters, all the outrage from all the MMA media. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Fucking Jeremy Stephens knocked him out. Jeremy Stephens gets the win. It's not going to get overturned.
No.
And we move right along.
I agree.
Other takeaways from this. We had Ira Latifi submitting OSP with a standing guillotine.
Nice.
And ref missing the tap on the opposite side.
Oops.
Gets choked unconscious a la John Jones versus Lyoto Machida.
Mm-hmm.
Dropped him off a little more gently.
That was still one of the most epic submissions ever.
Oh, yeah. The John Jones.
Yes.
That one was brutal.
It was like, see you later, dude. Just dropped him like a sack of potatoes.
Hey, thanks for playing. I see to show up. What are you doing?
I think that was when Machida died. Mm-hmm. I think he killed Machida in that fight.
As you say, you took a piece of his soul in that fight?
I think he did.
Yep. Agree. And then after that fight, Latifi calls out DC and says he wants to fight him at fucking light heavyweight, whatever. Like, okay, whatever. Uh-huh. And Sam Alvey gets a nice KO win in the first round. And then after the fight, he said, well, since I move up to 205, then Daniel Cormier moves up to heavyweight. He must be avoiding me.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking around. And then he went on to call out Jean Vallant.
Oh, nice.
And then that's all I have for this broadcast. There are also two chicks fighting.
Uh-huh.
We'll do a decision.
Nice.
Are you shocked?
No.
It seems to be the popular thing.
Yeah, they're too tough for their own good. They fight like dogs, and then it's a decision.
Crazy. True. Unless you're fighting Chris Cyborg.
Right.
She's a finisher. She finishes fights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like Kenny Florian?
Right. Thank you. I was waiting for it.
What was he say? I finished fights at 155 or
something
whatever.
Like that. Or whatever weight class.
He was in like 12 weight classes. We don't know.
I think he started at middleweight on the Ultimate Fighter show.
And he ended up at 135 or something. 45.
45 at the
It's pretty crazy.
Lightest, yeah.
All right. So... I want to say one thing about the broadcast from a week ago.
Yeah.
And before you get into the meat of it. Nate Diaz is at the event. They pan over to him, pretending to smoke a joint, like true Nate Diaz fashion.
I think he was smoking a joint. I don't know. I think on the broadcast he was probably pretending, but during the show, I'm damn sure he was smoking that because it was ready to be smoked. Did you notice that?
Yes, it was. It was a pre-roll, Matt. You can buy it from the store that way.
Anything about that?
Yeah. So, how cool is that?
It's interesting. And how about the kids behind him? There's a 7-year-old boy. He's like, God damn, the kid's got weed.
Mm-hmm.
And a 6-year-old girl. Who's bringing their kids to the fucking UFC and sitting that close?
I don't know. Got to be rich, I guess.
Or maybe you're a fighter's wife and kids. Mm-hmm. And then later, I saw a picture with a guy from Jeff Nowitzki. And Nate Diaz. Nowitzki's got his arm around Nate Diaz.
Smoking weed too?
It might have been. And I think Nate tweeted something. It's like, I'm USADA approved. Check me out, bitch.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's cool. He's high as fuck. You know Jeff is too. Mm-hmm. That's out of competition. You're good.
Yeah.
So what else? What do you got for news? I'm done talking about fights.
News. There's all this controversy regarding McGregor. Potentially being stripped of his belt again, but he said he was going to step in to fight Frankie Edgar, apparently, so he says, and he says he's definitely going to fight again. It sounds like he doesn't want to give up this belt, but they're going to take it from him. So my question is, do you think he should lose the belt Or should there be some kind of like, if you don't fight by day X, you're going to lose the belt kind of thing?
Well, that's the problem with the UFC. Everything's this weird gray area. I think there should be a time frame for sure. And it's probably 1 year. If you haven't, and in his case, he's not injured. That's the other problem. He's doing other things. I guess you grant him some time if you're going to go off and box Mayweather, right? Mm-hmm. So whatever that time frame is, give him 6 months and, okay, you're doing that other thing. You're making a shitload of money.
Mm-hmm.
How many, I don't know how many millions the UFC made off that, but it was a lot, at least 25, I would say, if not
ridiculous
more.
Ridiculous money, yep.
And I would say if it's a one-year mark, wherever that time frame starts counting from,
mm-hmm.
and you strip him. If he's tying up, because the problem is you got these other guys fighting for an interim belt, and all these interim belts, it's just fucking retarded in
the first place.
We should not have interim belts. Then strip the man and move it along. He doesn't care. It doesn't matter whether or not Conor has the belt. He's getting paid regardless of if he has that belt or not. He is the draw. He's where people are coming to see, and he's one of the only reasons why they're successful.
Yeah.
So the challenge is, does that piss the guy off, right? If he really wants to keep that belt, are you going to strip it from him?
Good question. Probably. If they're the UFC, I think they take it from him.
Yeah, I think you explain it to him. Like, listen, you don't need it. We need to keep the sport
back,
somewhat legitimate, right?
Yes.
Can't have Khabib and fucking Tony Ferguson fighting for this stupid interim that's going to be a real belt or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many interims. Enough of that shit.
Yes.
Then what else did you see on recently?
Just
like
a couple hours ago. This is Sunday night, mind you. Dana White posting a nice photo of him and Brock Lesnar, who's looking lean and mean. No, not lean. Definitely huge as a fucking truck, wearing a UFC shirt.
Yep.
Everybody smiling up, big old blinging smiles. And there's been rumors. What do you think, Matt? We're going to see Brock Lesnar back?
Well, the rumors were we made a trade. Ronda Rousey to the WWE and Brock Lesnar back to the UFC.
They traded.
Straight up.
Okay.
You guys take our damaged goods and we'll take your damaged goods.
Yeah.
I don't know if Brock's damaged.
No, but I mean,
that's a fair trade. I'll make that trade all day long.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar, Daniel Cormier at heavyweight. What do you think?
Tough fight.
I'm
trying to play it out.
I like
the fight.
Because Cormier's got those dinosaur hands, you know? It's like.
Well, I think I favor Brock in that one. But it depends, because it always will come back to cardio at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And cardio is Cormier. Like Velasquez back in the day. Like Cormier, he can tire out, but I feel he's got the bigger gas tank. If you compare him versus Brock, I think Brock's got a round. Depending upon how hard he's going to push and what supplements he's on.
Good point. I am wondering, though, if Cormier can throw Brock around like he's throwing everybody else.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Really?
He did it to Barnett. Brock Lesnar, like, you think of Barnett is 260-something, 260-plus, a little flabby. Brock Lesnar is 265 solid, so it's probably easier to throw a solid thing around than a little flabby, slabby piece of meat. I like my Brocks solid, Ingo.
Yes, you do.
Does that make sense?
I got to wear that shirt.
A coin of phrase.
Yes, I go ham for Brock.
That's right.
I forgot you got that from me like a couple days ago. I pulled it. I'm like, oh, this is great. The Fedor shirt and the other thing, I put it in my drawer. And I'm like, what is this weird color? And I'm like, I got to wear the Fedor sweater before it gets warm out.
Yeah. You got some time.
I almost wore it today at my little music gig. Like, this guy's so fucking weird.
They wouldn't know.
No.
Do we have anything else to say about Brock? Is he going to come back? Is that the question?
I think all signs point to yes. My guess is summertime. I think my bet is in the next week to 2 weeks, maybe even Monday, they're going to announce a Brock fight probably in early spring.
Who does he fight, though?
Daniel Cormier.
Well, he's got to fight Miocic in July.
For the belt?
I think that's in July, yeah. Remember? It's Cormier's fighting Miocic for the heavyweight title. So there's only,
about
you
that.
Know.
What if there's an injury we don't know about?
John Jones.
Versus Brock Lesnar? Oh, my God. The
John
internet would
Jones.
Melt. You put Conor McGregor versus whoever on the same card, it'll eclipse UFC 100 by like double.
Well, then I would run Conor versus Nate 3 and Brock versus Jon Jones. Just fuck it. Let's just dump them all out there. Hey, Ronda Rousey, you want a piece of Chris Cyborg? Now's the time. No, get back in the game. Nothing? Come on.
Nothing.
Can't run from that forever. She's still coming for you. You can't avoid that.
She'll
come to the WWE and fucking get the piece of that ass. Telling you, it's coming. It's like a freight train. You can't run it over. UFC fighter, Elias Theodoro. I don't know how to say the last name. It's going to be a ring card for Invicta Fights 28 on, I think, March 24th. What do you think about that? A man being a ring card boy.
Listen, the majority of fight fans are male.
Right.
The ring card should be girls. Fucking hell. What kind of gay shit is this that we're talking about? I'm sorry. I got nothing against gay culture, but I don't want to see no Chippendale running around when I'm at the fights. I mean, I already got all this testosterone happening in the cage. I want to see a little bit of soft. I need a little bit of, what do you call this? Tenderness with my, I don't like it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing was, the first thing that came to my mind was gay when I heard about this. And I'm just thinking about how much abuse is that cage going to absorb from all the beers, all the nachos, all the keychains that are getting thrown. We're going to have a lot of injuries come that night.
What is he going to wear? Is he going to wear like a suit? Or is he going to show skin?
But who's asking for this? I get it's a women's fight organization, but nobody wants to see a fucking man being a ring card boy.
It's not like they have women coming out in droves.
No. I'd rather see a monkey dressed in a jockey uniform riding little greyhound dogs.
Yes.
I still hold out that dream.
Or a midget.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
A midget stripper.
I'm out of that. Move right along. Anderson Silva says his failed drug test may be due to tainted supplements. And he's hoping that that shit's going to get pushed aside so that he can have a fight with a boxing match with Roy Jones Jr.
Okay.
What do you make with this? Is there?
I think Anderson Silva's getting knocked out. That's what I think. What's going on here?
It's a very weird fight. I don't know why at this point in either of their careers, why we would try to put a boxing match on. You know, I would actually be more interested in seeing a Rich Franklin versus Anderson Silva 3. At this point, Rich may be able to beat him.
I think
5 years out of fighting. I don't know. It's been a long fucking time.
Is he still weighing his food, though?
Of course. You know he's always in shape. And he actually, when the last time we talked to him, he still said he had one fight left on his contract.
Maybe that's the one.
Hey, a third time's the charm. Rich Franklin, Anderson Silva, fucking UFC, make that shit happen. I really think he could beat him this time.
I don't think he can.
Just avoid the clinch.
Is Rich trying to wait till he sees cracks in Anderson Silva's like?
There's a chink in his armor right now.
He's
Ingo.
Like, oh, finally he's like 72 and I'm 68. We're gonna do this thing.
Well, he always had a problem with the southpaws, big time.
Yeah,
those are like 99% to 100% of his losses. They're all southpaws.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're talking about Rich Franklin. I forgot to mention this. So I know we were talking about, you know, Chuck Liddell's talking about coming back and fighting Tito Ortiz for the third time. I forgot that they were scheduled to fight that one time for the third time, and then Tito got injured, and that's what led fucking Rich Franklin into the fight.
Ooh.
So it's Tito Ortiz's fault that fucking Franklin knocked out Liddell.
Okay.
That's where it all goes back to.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they need to make this third match. I'm just saying. I don't know where they're going to make it, though, because is it a Bellator fight or is it a UFC fight? And who does anybody want to see it? I want to see Chuck come back for a fight. I don't know if Tito is the one I want to see.
I want to see it, but only if it's Pride Rules.
Okay. I'm in for that. Sold.
Only Pride Rules.
I'd probably pay $15.98 for that.
Not $99?
No, $98.
Okay. He wants his 2 cents.
I do.
But with after tax, you probably owe $10.
Yeah. I'm going to get raped. That's what I feel like.
I have no more news, Matt. It's been a light week of news.
Okay.
Do you have anything?
So BetDSI has some prop bets for John Jones. There's a he's going to have a hearing in the next week or two on his failed drug test. I think it's the end of this month. Mm-hmm. And the result of John Jones' California State Athletic Commission hearing for his UFC 214 failed drug test, 8 months to 1 year suspension, it's plus 275, 13 months to 3 years, plus 325, 4 year suspension, plus 1,000, 6 month suspension, plus 1150, any other suspension length, plus 5,000, no suspension, plus 10,000. Get your money in. No, no suspension.
Should we put $100 in?
I have money in our account that I'm probably gonna need to bet. It's not that much. There's like $48 over there. I could probably put some money on something.
I think we should put $100 on no suspension. It's worth it.
It's a lot. Yeah, fuck it. Okay.
$10,000?
Sure.
What are the odds? Are we allowed to gamble? I think we are, right?
Yeah, okay. Why not? We can do whatever the fuck we want.
I don't know.
Will John Jones compete in the UFC event in 2018? Yes, minus 215. No, minus 115. It's the same. Will John Jones ever compete? It's fucking stupid. Yes, 9,000. No, plus 4,500. Will John Jones be arrested in 2018? Yes, plus 3,500. No, minus 7,000. They're throwing some massive odds out there. Mm-hmm. And then John Jones' next opponent, Daniel Cormier, plus 175. Gustafsson, plus 300. Miocic, plus 315. Ngannou, ooh, Jesus Christ, plus 700. Velasquez, plus 900. Ozdemir plus 950, Manoa plus 1500, and then we just keep going. Verdum, Surgunov, Teixeira, Overeem plus 5000. They're not going to fucking fight. And then any fighter not listed is plus 5500. Brock Lesnar, John Jones, he's not on there. I think I like that bet the most out of the ones I just listed.
Well, if he's going to fight Brock Lesnar, he's not going to have a suspension.
So we should double down then.
$100 on both.
All right.
Why don't we make $30,000?
Like, what the fuck, these guys?
This is crazy, assholes.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yes.
I like it. Did you see what Wanderlei Silva looking like recently?
Is he looking svelte?
Oh, hang on. I'm still plugged in.
Oh, is that really him?
Yeah. And hang on, I got dark.
He's got a mustache? Creepy.
Looks a little rapey. A rape stash.
Yeah, coming she looks to like that dude from the documentary I'm going to mention later. It's weird. Very strange. He looks Russian.
Yeah, I don't like the little thin part of the mustache straight up under the nose and then this like 1 millimeter mustache.
Yeah, you gotta shave it down.
Like, yeah.
It's weird.
And then Joe Schilling was asking Wanderlei Silva, he's like, hey, Wanderlei, who should fucking Rampage fight next? Rampage says, Joe Schilling. Would you be interested in a Joe Schilling versus Rampage?
No.
MMA fight at heavyweight?
No, Joe Schilling's like a 80, 180, isn't he?
Yeah, but he can bulk up a little. I'm in for that shit.
He can get knocked out a little bit. You know what, though? You know what, though? I think you're right. You're onto something, because it's two strikers. Very yes. Exciting. Yeah. I think it's going to throw bombs. I think Schilling's smart enough to avoid those crazy hooks. And if that's the case, I think I like his chances.
Yeah, he'll kickbox the shit out of him.
He's got cardio.
And you can force Rampage to kickbox. He can kickbox if he chooses not to. Yeah. Remember when he beat the fuck out of that door on Tough? Yeah. He kicked the shit out of it and
titties!
Just tore it off the hinges? Yeah.
Titties on, that was a,
fuck, man. A those are the classic days. We'll never get those days back.
That was such a fake door. It was so fake.
Oh, my God. Imagine if that was, like, oak or something. Oh, went into it like that. breaks his hand, his elbow, his foot, his ankle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking, those are career enders right there, that goddamn door. And then I'll end the news with this Pornhub image that somebody created. It says, jacked, mature Cuban kisses brutalized white guy after unloading on his face.
I love it. That's awesome.
I don't know who made that one, but hey, props to you.
I like that. That's funny.
You have 400,000 views.
Hell yeah.
And poor Rockhold.
He looks like
run the 205. Should never let that happen. That was it's not right.
No.
Not right, Ingo.
No.
Do some astronauts. So let's start with this one. We talked about it a little bit. If you could pick walkout songs for fighters,
yes.
Who would walk out to what song?
All right, I made a list.
Yes.
Hang on a second. Brad. All right. Let me start with one. All right, since we were just talking about John Jones. John Jones. Snoop Dogg's Gin and Juice.
Nice, I like that.
I got Nick Diaz. Remember the Rico Suave?
There we go. I like it.
Remember that? Any opponent that faces Chris Cyborg, Boy George, do you really want to hurt me?
All right.
Okay. And my last one is Mighty Mouse, Skilo. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. Remember that?
I would call.
I wish I had a rabbit in the hat and the bat in the 6 foot something. I wish I was like 6 foot nine or something weird. Yeah. Whatever
good
that song
call.
Was.
I like it.
Okay. What you got?
Well, I start simple and then I start amping it up. So Ronda Rousey, I want her to come out to Mother by Danzig.
Ooh.
She's got some mommy issues.
Yes.
John Jones, I'd like a little Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins.
Nice.
Cormier, for some reason, I want him to come out the hoomp. There it is.
Hoomp,
there.
He's got to do the whole like.
Yeah.
I want him he runs out though. He's not going to have a lot of time.
I don't care. He'll get up there and fucking jack the house. Matt Brown, I want him to come out. The girls just want to have fun. And I don't know why. I just think that would
He's very active on Facebook these days.
Crazy.
Matt Brown.
Yeah. Yoel Romero, I feel like he needs a little Devil Went Down to Georgia for a little Soldier of God. Luke Rockhold, a little Hot and Cold, Katy Perry.
Ooh.
He's up and down. Conor McGregor could use a little sunglasses at night, a little Corey Hart. Michael Bisping, asshole from Dennis Leary.
I'm an asshole.
Caleb Starnes, Iran by Flock of Seagulls. Or I Just Want to Run by The Downtown Fiction.
Okay.
Mark Hunt, a little Sweet Dreams, Eurythmics. Kat Zingano, Winona's Big Brown Beaver by Primus.
Ooh.
And Chris Cyborg, Rape Me. I think that might just be a statement.
That's brutal.
Rape me. I don't know if it's a song request. I think I just want her to...
To rape you?
Rape me.
Oh, boy.
Or she could come up.
It'd be like song. Sucking your thumb after you're done.
Of course. That's what I want.
Okay.
All right. Move right along. Let's go back to... I'm going to describe a fight in five words or less, and you guess the fight.
All right.
I think last week you were... You had not four good. Right. You were 80%. And they had the fighter right. So I'll give you 90% for last week.
Thank you.
I think you're going to end up at 80% this week because there's one in here I wouldn't get, but you might get half. All right. Here we go. Goat vagina.
Goat vagina?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Goat vagina.
Hawaiian.
Goat vagina. Hawaiian. What the fuck are we talking?
Oh, you're lost. Wait. If you didn't get it from goat vagina, we're
goat
already
vagina.
Lost.
Goat vagina.
Yeah, it's usually like when you have a really big gash on your forehead.
Oh, BJ Penn, the fight you're talking about?
Yeah.
Ah, BJ Penn versus, yes!
Mm-hmm.
He opened up his head.
You got it.
Yes.
BJ Penn versus Diego Sanchez. And for some reason I wrote snatches in there.
I when you said goat vagina, I was thinking about that, but then I was like, he's probably tricking me. This is
no.
a female. Okay.
Judo throw. Titty punch.
Oh,
that's all I'm giving
Ronda
you.
Rousey
yep.
versus Misha Tate.
No.
It's
tough. I fucked this one up when I was
Ronda Rousey titty punch versus judo throw. Not Misha Tate. What is, I'm trying to. Was it the Brazilian she fought? No. I don't know.
Alexis Davis. That one was tough. Because I thought, was that Sarah McMahon? And I went back and started watching. I'm like, oh, no. She dropped her with a knee in the fucking cage. Like, that was Alexis Davis when she got her down. And she's punching her. And she keeps hitting herself in her titty.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good choice. Flying knee.
Flying knee.
And then the next words you should get it. Counter KO.
Flying knee, counter KO. Stefan Struve. No.
That was...
Oh, Andrei Arlovski, Fedor.
Yes, okay. You got it.
Yes.
All right, this next one is just two words. Brain juice.
Oh, that... Brain juice. Was that Damian Maya?
Mm-hmm.
Versus... what the fuck is his name? Damn it. Where he's squeezing him and his shit's coming out.
Yes. Damn it to me.
It's not Jeremy Stevens. It's
nope.
The, He's a little fire plug guy.
You even said the name earlier today.
Did I?
Someone who likes to venture at your someone's house. It was over there.
Rick Story?
Yep.
Thank you.
There you go. Okay. We're right along.
He's good.
Uppercut.
From Hell, Dan Henderson? No. Uppercut from Hell.
You could probably get it off of just that one.
Uppercut? Oh, is it Junior Dos Santos versus Verdum?
That's a good one.
In Chicago?
Not the one I was thinking of.
That's a good one. That remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
That was from like...
Yeah, we were there. You missed it live. You were at the bathroom.
I did. I was in the bathroom. It's my story of my life.
Fucking
God. For sure.
We gotta punch one out.
Uppercut, though.
Uppercut. KO.
Oh, is it Overeem? No.
That was Ngannou Overeem. That's another good one.
That's a good one.
But I'm thinking like the most classic one ever that we would always see replayed. So if I say uppercut.
BJ Penn. No.
KO. In the next words, you'll get it. Who the fuck?
Who the fuck is this guy? Conor McGregor? Oh, no. Oh, no, I know. Jeremy Stevens versus Rafael Dos Anjos.
That
was from like 10 years ago.
I know. <Okay. laughs> I'm trying to go old. Keep it in the game.
Okay.
Nice. So I don't know what the percentage was. Maybe I'll post it here. I'm going to try to give you 5 every time. 5. These are hard. Some are difficult. Mm-hmm. Some I wouldn't
get. There's a lot
either.
Of good uppercuts, Matt.
I know.
A lot.
I know. I would fail probably horribly at this game. That's why I like to be on the asking side, not the answering. But I'm trying to lead you into the right spot.
You are.
And I will get you.
You're being gracious. Thank you.
Okay, what fighter do you want to see lose the most?
Like in general? Or
yeah, just in life. Could be. Besides John Jones. I want him just to fail at everything.
No, he's already doing that.
More in the fighting.
I don't wish any more ill will on him. Lose?
Sure.
Maybe Mighty Mouse.
Ooh, I like that. Mm. Good choice. Bisping, Cruz, Edgar, Verdum.
Who else? Who you got against Verdum?
I don't like him. Woodley. There's another guy.
That's even better than Mighty Mouse. People are going to think I'm racist. It's not like
well,
that.
Well, I don't discriminate. I just hate a lot of people. Or I dislike them.
Yes.
I don't know. One of the two. Michael Brooks asks, UFC judging, should it be mandatory for an MMA judge to be an ex-fighter or at least have training in each of the disciplines? It seems to me these boxing judges appointed by commissions don't know shit about what they are watching. Also, should judges be segregated from the cage and watch on monitors somewhere else without commentary?
Yes. So, yes, and number two.
Yeah, I think... what's happening is the cage gets in the way. You see that. The closer you are, it's terrible. I feel...
It should be up high.
Yes. You need the bird's eye view, but you also need a monitor. You need both. And you should be in a soundproof room by yourself, probably naked. There's no distraction.
Some coconut oil and a little bit
no
of...
No cell phone, no nothing. Here's a bucket. You need to piss. You piss in a cup. Or you wear... I think maybe they wear diapers. Fuck it. Diapers... Okay. Okay. What was the first part of the question? Should they have at least have some training in each discipline?
It would help.
Yeah. You can't have people that know dick about the sport judging the sport. It's bad enough to have this huge rule set and to not know anything about it. Then fuck it. I'm going to Adelaide Bird this one. That guy looks attractive. I think he won the whole fight.
Yes.
He's exactly. Hot as fuck. Exactly. I want to get nailed in the can by him.
Right. Make sure
he wins every time he fights. Brandon Mason asks, what's your favorite UFC fight and your favorite fighter of all time? He says, question for both of you.
You want to go first or you want me to go?
Well, I'll go. I got a couple fights. I don't know why, but this... Matt Hughes versus Frank Trigg 2 fight is one of my all-time favorites. And I think it's because of the response from the crowd. So it's, you have Frank Trigg kicks Matt in the balls early and gets him down on the ground. He almost finishes him off. And then Matt flips the tide, puts Frank up on his shoulder, runs him across the cage and fucking dumps him on his ass.
Yep.
Beats the living hell out of him. Rear naked chokes. And the fucking crowd just goes apeshit when Matt lifts him up on his shoulder and runs across the cage and slams him down. I think from a broadcast, it was probably the loudest bar pre-Conor McGregor fights that you, I heard a crowd ever go off. Mm-hmm. And then my other favorite fight was Rich Franklin versus Evan Tanner the second time, where he just beat the piss out of him, the late Evan Tanner, for fucking four rounds before getting a stoppage. It was brutal. And then go to the favorite fighter, Rich Franklin. Back in the day was my favorite fighter just because he used to put a beating on guys. He was the best at the five-round fight. Three-round, mm-hmm. not so much. And lefty, not so much, even though he was a lefty. Mm-hmm. Southpaw. And then favorite fighter, current, I like the Justin Gaethje. I think he is my favorite fighter right now. Just because he's violent. Violent as fuck and big fan of the leg kick.
Okay.
And Mark Hunt, a close second. You know, I love a man who's just going to stand and bang it out. And if he gets taken down, blasphemy on the man who took him down. You're not a man.
Yeah, I hear that.
What about you? Favorite fights and
favorite fights.
Fighter.
Okay. You're going to hate me for this one, but one of them, I would say, is Frankie Edgar, Gray Maynard.
Oh, I'm not going to hate you for that.
The first one? When it was, remember we were out?
He was dying.
It was like crazy, and we thought it was over, and then it wasn't over, and there was so much drama in that fight. The bar was going nuts. It was awesome. Let's see. Another one of my favorite fights of all time is Nick Diaz versus Anderson Silva, and he fucking laid down in the cage and was all like, what's up? That was the craziest shit that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I love, what else was a good one? I'm trying to, man, there's so many good fights that I love. I mean, you can go back and do like Chuck Liddell, Tito, whatever. But I mean, I will say any of the Wanderlei Silva Rampage fights—they were just fucking violent, man. This is a crazy violent. Remember that he freaking KO'd Wanderlei and like rape choked them and shit and all that crazy stuff. I think it was just those that kind of style I do like a lot. But favorite fighter of all time back in the day—it's a really close call for me: Chuck Liddell or BJ Penn. I think BJ Penn wins out by a hair. It's definitely because he's like. He's like me. He's crazy, and you don't understand what he's doing half the time, and he's just way on in another league.
Yeah, there was another favorite fight of mine: GSP versus BJ Penn. The second time
you were gonna say that, damn it!
When you put I wish they would have went five rounds.
No. But current fighter, my favorite, I would say. Wow, that's a tough one. I don't really have a super favorite. I'm gonna go ahead and say for me. Maybe like a Robbie Lawler or Nate Diaz. I like the old school guys that are still around. But I feel like the problem with Robbie is that he's kind of, I think that couple of fight streak he had where he just, I mean, he took a beating and gave a beating. Sure. But I think there's years that it just got subtracted off his life. So I feel like we both like old school guys. Like
yeah, I was going to say, I'll throw an honorable mention to a Rory McDonald, as you say, a Robbie Lawler.
Yeah.
Fuck. He's an old school kind of guy who wants to, you know, put me in the heavyweight tournament. Like, okay, put that guy in. I'm okay with
he
that.
Doesn't care.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Mm-hmm. Would you rather have all your choices be made by other people or using a random method like flipping a coin?
I'll take the coin.
I agree. Unless these people are super smart and they know what's good.
How do you know they like you? Maybe they don't
like I don't
you.
Know, but you have to have a lot of trust, like a group brain or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's called being a woman.
What's that?
A group brain. Jeez. I'm not going to win.
Did you say a rape train? What did you just say?
A group brain. Different thing.
No. I'm not sure what's going on. Would you rather wipe out all the bad people or wipe out all the bad non-living things? I'm about to lose my shit.
What the?
I don't know. Just sometimes you just get the silly bone and feel like I got it.
Wait, can you repeat that question? No. What the fuck does that say?
Would you rather wipe out all the bad people or wipe out all the bad non-living things? Like spiders, like... fucking furnace that just decides to leak for no good goddamn
question.
Reason.
Bad people. I don't know.
I'm gonna wipe out bad things because I like bad people. Again, guys, one will spend the night with you and have the greatest sex of your life. One will fight you and give you a beating of your lifetime. And one will put you in the friend zone and forever be your friend. choose from these options. Claudia Gadea, and I put the picture with her and her sisters.
Oh, hello. Which one is she?
Probably that one. Okay. Let's see, that's a safe thing to do. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, look out, watch out. Oh, Jesus Christ. Joanna and Jacek, you know what all they look like. But I tried to find the hottest pictures of each one. Mm-hmm. And Rose Namajunas with long hair.
She looks different with hair. She's actually pretty good looking, yeah. Friend zone, beating. I'm going to take the beating from Rose because she's the smallest one.
So. You always take the easy way on the beatings.
Right. I like my beatings to be light.
I want the hardest beating, so I'm going to take Joanna and Jacek for the beating. And again, she's...
I was going to marry her. Was it marry? Was it a choice?
It's fuck, greatest sex of your life, friend zone from the other, and then beating from the third.
I'll do the friend zone with the first one. And Joanna,
you're taking Claudia?
Yeah.
Okay. I will... Best sex of my life with Claudia, beating from Joanna, friends with Rose. Fuck, marry, kill the Slayers edition.
Slayer.
Yeah. Nicki Minaj.
Whoa.
Okay. A lot of women.
A lot of women, yes. Wow.
Looks like a lot of fun. Beyonce.
Uh-huh. She got a lot of booty, that Beyonce. Oh.
And then Rihanna.
I'm going to marry Rihanna, I think.
We're in agreement on that one. We're going
to have to kill Nicki Minaj. Because that just... And I'll have the Beyonce as the... Nicki... Dude, go back to that Nicki Minaj for a second. Wow.
A lot of women. I'm going to fuck Nicki Minaj.
That's thick.
It looks like a party.
Yeah.
In her can.
Beyonce's got that booty, though.
She's dead. She can move. She's dead to me. Mm-hmm. Moving right along. College. We got... We got to pull something up while you're...
All right. So Netflix, I don't watch TV. I don't even have cable, but I've been on this Netflix binge of documentaries and shit. Mm-hmm. So there's a really good one about the Beatles that just came out, which is, I recommend you check it out. It's really good. But what I want to talk about is this Icarus documentary, which is a reporter. I think he's from the New York Times, who started a journey. He wanted to figure out if he could, he's a cycler on the amateur circuit, see if he could improve.
Rides his bike, not just doing drugs for kicks.
Right. He's a bicyclist, whatever they're called, cyclist or whatever they're called. So he gets on this drug regimen from the Russian, like head of the Russian Olympic team / whatever happens in Russia. So that guy helps him really do well in cycling. And up, they have this thing called VMAX, which they rate like your output, your power output. It increases it by like 40% in a few months doing all this crazy drug regimen. They're smuggling piss across, like.
That's what it's all about, as long as it's cat piss.
But this documentary, I shit you not, I was glued to my TV. It takes a turn, and it's like, all of a sudden, this guy is like unleashing all this secret information about how Russia cheated in the Sochi Olympics, how they did it, exactly. They show you how it was done. He talks about, he's like blowing the whistle on everybody and anyone. Fucking Putin's in there multiple times.
Oh, Jesus, that guy is so dead.
He comes to the U.S. There's all this. I recommend you watch it. It is crazy to think. And the one thing I got out of it was, is they say USADA is a fucking sham. Like, it's, you can beat them very easily. It's bullshit is what it is. WADA,
everything
USADA,
is.
It's all bullshit. It doesn't matter. They can cheat their ass off, and everybody's doing something. That's the thing I got out of it. And it was shocking to watch a guy who's in shape not be able to get into the top 10 of an amateur cycling thing, get on a drug regimen, and this fucking guy is winning. He went from like middle of the pack to first in the course of a few
months. So what drugs is this man on? And what drugs do I need to be loading on?
Like all kinds of shit. He's taken like 12 different things, and they tested
his urine. Did they say how old he was?
He's our age. He's 40s.
Hey, I'm back in the game, man.
You're back in the game. But, I mean, it's a crazy documentary, and it just goes to show you that I know there's a lot of people out there against drugs and all that stuff. It's happening, whether you think it is or is not.
Yes, 100%.
It's happening. So, Icarus, it's called, like Kid Icarus.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I saw that guy on the Rogan podcast talking about all that, and that's basically why Russia just got banned from the Olympics, these Winter Olympics, even though they're still fucking competing under this whatever bullshit. Yep. Olympic team is, but
they were going to ban them from the Summer Games in Rio, and then they decided last minute not to.
Of course they can't. I mean, you can, but you can't. While we were talking about pre-show, how many of the Americans, and I think it was Victor Conte that was saying, like, all the track and field athletes have you know, you tell me Carl Lewis never tested positive, that they swept all these positive drug tests like right under the rug. Mm-hmm. And think about a guy named Michael Phelps. There's no fucking way that guy won all those gold medals and didn't do any kind of steroids. You're telling me he had that long of a career and was number one for that many years and didn't do a goddamn thing?
He smoked a lot of weed, Matt.
There's no fucking way. That guy did probably everything and anything. You can't get to that level with nothing. There's no way. Mm-hmm. Show me one guy. Because in the end, they always say, oh, this guy tested, this guy tested. We have everyone's blood. Who cares? Can't we just let the best do whatever?
Yeah.
I just want to see the best product. Mm-hmm. And everyone else can deal with the consequences. Whether that's CTE, I don't know. Anyway, moving right along. Credit to Barstool Sports. Let me say it again. Barstool Sports.
A mouthful.
Yeah. So apparently you can pay a midget $150 and you can skull fuck him in the head with a trash can.
I almost
can.
Brought this up earlier. I'm glad I did.
So, I know.
It's so the best. I watched this 20 times. I still laugh.
It's so loud.
Oh, damn. Is it a real fucking thing? I still could. I tried it.
What are we doing with our money?
We should be doing that. I don't want to hear
on the show. Can I just get a ninja to come over and I'll skull fuck him with a goddamn
keg? Was that a keg he was holding?
No, it's like one of those old school garbage cans, like metal garbage can.
Okay. Oh, those give. I thought it was a keg.
So we could hire him first and we'll make him. You always want one with a sombrero with the nachos.
I
want
to have him eating that.
And then when we're done with the show, he can just stand right here. Middle show, and then we'll just fuck him up afterwards.
Wow.
Here's the deal. I got this fucking garbage can and skull fuck you with it. It's either that or a leg kick. But the leg kick may be a head kick. I'm not quite sure where it's going to land on you.
Wow.
But tell you what, it's going to hurt so really bad.
Okay.
But you're going to get your money's worth. And I'm going to get my money's worth. So it's a win-win situation.
Okay.
Right?
Maybe.
That's what it's all about. All about winning. As Charlie Sheen would say. Uh-huh. Where is that motherfucker these days?
Off the grid. Yeah. Probably got the HIV.
Well, he does have
the HIV. Does he?
HIV positive, he does.
Okay. Nice.
But shut down. That's all we got.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Inga Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.